This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. It's so nice to have you with us today. Once again, we welcome to the airwaves our dear friend of the show. He has been a supporter of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, for a very long time, Mark Goldman, who is part of the Goldman McCormick PR firm, and they specialize in lots of different subjects, including hemp and cannabis, by the way, FYI. And Mark always brings us cutting-edge information. This is our biz roundup in the world of cannabis. And it's so interesting to see what's happening as we go around the country, around the world with Mark. And Mark, what do you have on store for us today?
What do you know, I know, lie in that box? Right. I know that you happen to be a big CBD fan, right? Is that accurate?
I am.
And
absolutely.
I am more of a THC fan. Is that accurate? Would you say that's accurate as well?
I would think that's very accurate.
Okay. Well, there's a new study out there, Frankie. For some symptoms, medical marijuana with THC is better than CBD. So the cannabis plant, Frankie. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. No, I was just going to say, we just had a doctor on the show a couple of weeks ago saying that exact thing.
Right. So what they're saying, this new study, this cannabis plant has hundreds of active ingredients, but the two most prominent and the only two most people have heard of, as you know, are THC and CBD. So despite medical marijuana laws specifically allowing people to access cannabis products containing THC, over the past years, one line of conventional wisdom goes something like this. THC is the part that gets you high. CBD really promotes the healing, right? We all know that. And that's, again, why I happen to like these things. Anyway, the cannabis plant, like we said, has all these active ingredients, a lot of healing power, a lot of good for energy. The THC part really, you know, gets you high for the most part. Since federal law allows CBD but still bans more than a small amount of THC in some circles, they've developed further to some version of THC is more for fun, CBD is more for medicine. Certain CBD companies take this too far and make all kinds of outrageous product claims, prompting warnings from the FDA, right? But this recent study, very kind of really, really interesting, that this understanding might be wrong. THC is also medicinal, as we know, and in fact, cannabis users seeking prompt, effective relief from nausea want more THC and less CBD. Right? So,
interesting. Yeah.
The study's super, super interesting. Again, because I always personally thought that CBD was the healing part and that THC was the part to get you high, but according to this new study, that kind of the opposite. They also found that cannabis users are using the drug to soothe symptoms of nausea that found relief, and it's all very, very good. But most surprisingly, Frankie, they also found that products with higher THC content were more effective than products high in CBD. So bottom line, that THC could be used for medical and not only CBD, which is really, really kind of interesting. Like you said, your doctor said it a few weeks ago on the show here. He's absolutely right.
So it's called the entourage effect. So combining them, and a lot of, you know, this is what's so interesting, and I think one of the stories you're bringing us talks about this. This is a whole new world where we need to really do more investigative work and research, and it's a double-edged sword because on one hand, it hasn't been legal to do the research, and on the other hand, it has, you know, it's just this convoluted story about cannabis right now, Mark.
Absolutely.
And CBD.
Mention, you know, the study analyzed 2,220 cannabis self sessions from 886 users seeking relief from nausea between June 6, 2016 and July 8, 2019. These users reported what products they were using, what symptoms they were trying to alleviate, and then tracked how the cannabis product affected their symptoms in real time. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see a year from now. You know, I'm excited to see that since the Farm Bill, more studies have been done. We, you know, we're starting to get more and more information every single year.
Study. How about you?
I don't know about that. I'm not. I don't know. It's a lot of work, you know, by the way.
I do know, but I'm just going to volunteer myself and to be the guinea pig for the Cannabis A to Z show.
But you should be the guinea pig, because the truth of the matter is that you are one of the miracles of how medical marijuana helps when you have syndromes, because you suffer from, you've been very open and honest on the show, and we so appreciate it, Tourette's syndrome, and you have been using the cannabis, and one would never know because we don't hear any ticks when you're on air, Mark Goldman.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, most people don't. I have it pretty under control, and this just, you know, it helps out with stress and helps out with symptoms, and it's just good all around.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so grateful that you really are so honest about it, too, in your journey.
Well,
I want to ask you a question, though. Are you honest with your kids about it?
About the Tourette's, yes. About everything else, and not as of yet. A little too young.
Little too young. They're too young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think they were old enough to understand anyway. All right. What else do you have on the docket for us today?
Well, there's a new bill out there to legalize marijuana federally, to reintroduce to Congress, and Senate prepares Senate separate measures. So a bill to federally legalize marijuana and promote social equality in the industry was introduced in the House this past Friday, which is very, very interesting. This legislation sponsored by the Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, he's a Democrat in New York, was filed with a number of changes compared to the version that was approved by the chamber last year. So, Frankie, this bill, which would remove marijuana from the Controlled Substance Act, also known as the CSA, allows people with cannabis convictions to have their records expunged and create a federal tax on marijuana, with the revenue going to support the communities, reinvestment in other programs. Comes from the Senate leadership in preparing to introduce a separate reform proposal with similar objectives. You know, I really hope this works. This is called the MORE Act, and this is very popular. A lot of people know about this. So it's a Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment Expungement Act, also known as the MORE Act. It passed the House, did not advance to the Senate under the GOP control, but this time around, advocates are optimistic, as am I, that the policy change could be enacted now that the Democrats are in both chambers, the White House, and more states are, you know, making a legalization or trying to legalize stuff. The only thing I'm a little weirded out about is, if you remember, originally lotteries, all that money was supposed to go to education, right?
Yes.
And that's what the government said. Well, all this money is going to go to education. It's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. And now they're saying all this money, you know, that they're going to make in taxes and whatever else is going to help, you know, people get expunged and help, you know, help around. And I just don't buy it for that.
You know, I think it could be. I really think that this is going to change the penal system.
Right.
Because that's just been an issue that I find so appalling, that there are people in jails in this country, men and women, from 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, still in jail because of cannabis possession. And it's a disgrace and disgusting. And if this is a way to help them, because the penal system is so clogged up with this nuisance, in my opinion, it's real nuisance stuff.
I agree.
I mean, there is nothing criminal about what these people, it's just they didn't have money for bail. You know, they get shuffled into the system, and they're lost in that system, and it's just a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
It's been all over the joint, you know?
Seriously.
That's
really
ridiculous.
And truly. It is so ridiculous. All right, we have to take a quick break. Give us the website for your wonderful agency as we go to break, please.
That would be GoldmanMcCormick.com, and definitely check it out, please.
And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Back.
And
you're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And it is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. You know, I think I might change the name to Cannabis Talk A to Z, a manifesto. I don't know. I've been playing around with that, Mark Goldman. What do you think?
I love it. It's fantastic.
Okay, good. Let's talk about, we were just talking, after 50 years, U.S. opens the door to more cannabis crops for scientists. Yes, finally. Tell us the story.
Well, you know what, this is big news, and we were kind of just alluding to it a little bit earlier. So after more than 50 years, the federal government is lifting a roadblock to cannabis research, which is gigantuan, as you know, that scientists and advocates are saying this is just great. They want to talk about the plant and possible drug development. Frankie, since 1968, U.S. researchers have been allowed to use cannabis from only one domestic source, which is absolutely outrageous, in my opinion. It was a facility at the University of Mississippi through a contract with the National Institute of Drug Abuse, NIDA. That changed earlier this month when the Drug Enforcement Administration announced that the process of registering several additional American companies to produce cannabis for medical and scientific purposes. This is amazing news. You know what? More companies are going to be involved. More people are going to be making money. More people are going to be studying. This is great. It's a move that promises to accelerate understanding of the plant's health effects and possible therapies for treating conditions, chronic pain, the side effects of chemotherapy, MS, mental illness, among others. It just goes on and on and on. And there's so many things that can be studied and really help out through hemp, through cannabis, through marijuana, through it all.
I love this story. I just love it because people have said, show me the science, show me the science. Well, hello, it's this you know, catch 22. You couldn't get the money, you couldn't get the sanctions, and now it's so fabulous. This is such a great story. And
I wonder
what so much hope.
Going to be now.
Really? What's the excuse now? Exactly. You know, the problem is, though, Mark, is that people are very subjective in the way that they think. So if you have had great experiences or know people that have benefited from cannabis, from
right.
CBD, then your story is different. You know, coming up in a little while, we're talking to Pearson Boyer from a company where his sister has epilepsy, Ruby, and they created a company called Ruby Bees, and they give her CBD and honey. It's a fabulous story. And when you hear about Charlotte's Web and you hear about Ruby, it has to change a little bit. It has to give you some hope and give you a little bit of a shift in your thinking.
Absolutely. You know, this is helping kids. It's helping people all over the country. And I think the people that are, you know, who are just blindsided with it, you know, and it's ridiculous. They got to open up their minds and ears and everything.
Absolutely. All right. Now, you have a story you wanted to get into with the dog, so do tell us.
Yes, really, really, really interesting. So, as you know, canines are very, very important to everybody. They're important to the police force. So with weed becoming legal, frankly, in more places, pot-sniffing pooches are really put to the pasture. So asking dogs to follow their noses won't really work anymore in states that legalize marijuana. As Virginia prepares to legalize adult possession of up to an ounce of marijuana on July 1st, only about a month away, drug-sniffing police dogs from around the state are being forced into early retirement, following a trend in all states where legalization has led to canines being put out to the pasture earlier than planned. So what do you think about that?
I was in an airport where they were doing some training with dogs, and it was a very early morning flight. I think it was like a 5:30 flight, and the trainer and the dog were in this, it was a very crowded plane, very, very crowded, and we were standing in the pre-TSA and the TSA lines, and the way in which the dogs were treated was with the utmost respect. I was very impressed because I'm, you know, a big dog lover, and the handlers changed every 15 minutes, and the dogs as well. They switch them out. They don't keep them working for too long, which is so interesting. I don't know if it's what that's about, but they weren't working very long, and they explained to us to please not touch the dog, let the dog do its thing. And I just watched this
maneuver.
They get
very upset if you try to touch a dog.
Oh my God, do they ever? Yeah, one of the little kids was there, and it's just like you can't even talk to them, let alone the dogs. They don't want any communication whatsoever when the dogs are working. But it's such a strenuous task for those dogs. So I don't know what's going to happen to these dogs.
Right, yeah, you know what? Virginia State Police are retiring 13 canines, while many smaller police departments and sheriff offices around the country are retiring one to two dogs. Most are in the process of purchasing and training new dogs to detect only illicit drugs, including cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, meth. Some departments are unable to afford up to $15,000 to buy and train a new dog, so they're disbanding the whole canine unit completely, which is outrageous and ridiculous. Because you know what? They are a very, very important part of the force.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. Absolutely. And right here in Massachusetts, where we are, Quincy, which is right outside of literally a stone's throw from Boston, they shifted two dogs from the drug detention to patrol work and then retired them about 18 months later, which is great. You know, they should. You know, I mean, I think that these dogs have done a great thing.
I agree with you completely.
They're doing a good service because there are some illicit drugs, you know, but I find it fascinating that the skills that many dogs do possess, including the ability to smell. And my dog sensed cancer in a very dear elderly friend many, many years ago when they were both alive, and would go and sit with her when we would go to visit, and she never did that before. So it's fascinating how smart they really are. Thank you so much, Mark Goldman. Great stories today, as always. Give us the website, please, for more information.
GoldmanMcCormick.com.
Wonderful. And we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer. Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol.
the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. One of the stories that I just love hearing about and talking to the Boyer family, because their story is such an extraordinary story. You've heard them on the show numerous times. And joining us is Pearson Boyer. Pearson, and there, I wish they were related to me, but they're not. Pearson is the sister of Ruby, and Pearson, your family is an unusual family because you found a solution for your sister and started a company to support her. Not everybody can do that. And talk to us a little bit about Ruby and the backstory, if you wouldn't mind, for those that are not familiar with the story.
Absolutely, and happy to always be on your show and tell Ruby's story and just, you know, bring light to such an amazing product and the circumstance that we're in, and I'm sure many other families are facing too. So back in 2005, my sister Ruby was born with cerebral palsy and complications of epilepsy. And our family has done pretty much every solution you can think of to help make Ruby's quality of life the best that it could possibly be. We've gone through pretty much every mainstream doctor's technique, be that with medicine to help mitigate her epileptic seizures, and have done holistic approaches, have done hyperbaric oxygen chambers, and everything we can really do to, you know, just make Ruby's quality of life the best it can be. And back a few years ago, we had come across Charlotte's Web and it had introduced it to Ruby into a regimen, and has since has drastically mitigated her seizures. And we've decided to move forward with creating a company and a product that can help families and people like Ruby to make their quality of life the best it can be. And that's how we came up with Ruby Bees.
I don't know how you can stay in business, because the product is so affordable. Honey sticks are $10. Can you give me a break? $10 for Ruby Bees hemp-infused honey sticks. Honey jars are $10. And, you know, honey is known through the eons to support the immune system. But tell us about this journey that you've been on with Ruby, because since she has been using honey, the radical differences in her body and in how she is.
Absolutely. It's almost, since we did start introducing CBD, it's almost like a light switch has been turned on. The way that she interacts with us, the world around her, and just her everyday life, it's such a notable difference. And it's just amazing to see, you know, how she's just been growing and changing and really embracing, you know, CBD. And we've decided to infuse CBD with honey because, A, first and foremost, Ruby loves honey. And also because of, like you were saying, the natural medicinal benefits that honey itself has. So we found that that's the most effective delivery system, because a lot of people will go and take tinctures. And when we tried using tinctures with Ruby, you know, she is nonverbal. So the most expressive thing we could see is her face when it puckers up when she tried to deliver it.
Yeah, she lets you know it didn't go down too well, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I am sure what that facial expression looked like, Pearson, because you all know when you've had that, just that gross tasting flavor. And to be honest with you, they're not in the business of making CBD taste good. They're in the business of giving you relief with CBD, and some of them are not palatable. They just really are not. They just aren't.
Mm-mm. And Ruby absolutely let us know, to her best of ability, that she did not enjoy taking it. So that's why we did move forward with honey and infusing the two together. And I'll tell you, Ruby has no problem taking down two honey sticks in the morning and two honey sticks in the evening. So that's what we have added to a regimen. And, we just figured honey was a natural shoe-in for moving forward with introducing this product into the market.
I just love this. And more importantly, I love that you've kept it so affordable. And that, how many times a day, by the way, how do you do the dosing? And And how do you know that what you're getting, if not just from your product, like, for example, on your website, Pearson, which is rubybees.com, R-U-B-Y-B-E-E-S, rubybees.com, you have lab results. And you talk about what the lab results are, and it's pretty extraordinary that you have this on your website. And if you're buying CBD, you should be able to get these lab results from any company that you're buying it from that's reputable.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know right now with this industry in its infancy, it's imperative to have lab results to, you know, first and foremost, stand out to let people who are curious about this product and about CBD in general to know first and foremost its legitimacy and also, you know, what you're actually getting when you eat a honey stick. A lot of companies, especially at the very, very beginning, didn't provide these third-party lab results, and as a result, didn't realize that when they were buying a CBD product, they were also getting trace amounts of THC and were all of a sudden failing work drug tests. Or, you know, having THC appear in their system. And that's quite a bit problematic for people who are taking it for the medicinal benefits that can't have a negative consequence like that. And that's why we move forward with our product. We use a CBD isolate. So it is the isolated CBD molecule with zero traces of THC, as we've separated it on a molecular level to keep that apart. And that's what we felt was the best path for Ruby as well, and to let people at ease, or keep people at ease knowing that they're not going to get THC in their system when they try a honey stick. And that's another reason we get everything third-party lab tested, to, you know, keep everybody at ease on that and let everyone know that we're a legitimate company with a legitimate product, and we're here to help.
You know, Pearson, this is so important, because up until a few years ago, if you remember the story of Charlotte and what her family went through, little Charlotte, with her epilepsy, she had to move out of New Jersey to get her CBD. She had to leave the state. I mean, how disgusting is that, that you could not treat your child? And for anyone out there that is so P-minded that you do not understand, first of all, that CBD does not get you high. There's no THC in it. There's absolutely nothing in there's zero THC in your product line at Ruby Bees. And so it's really important for people to understand that this is a lifeline for many people.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of people do get very wary about CBD because of now the reputation that's almost developed where there is a chance that there will be. So, like I said, that just itself validates the importance of getting everything third-party lab tested and, you know, knowing what you're consuming, especially those who aren't as familiar with the product.
And so your product is tested. You can see it on the website with the lab results. You know, there's so much great information, and you are passionate in CBD and hemp, because hemp is cleaning the soil. It's used in so many ways that one could never even imagine. Industrial hemp has tremendous potential. And you guys are also in the process of making hemp t-shirts?
Yeah, so we're adding a few other things besides CBD to our product line, and we want to, you know, involve other hemp-related things. So, yeah, now we're doing t-shirts that have hemp in it. And we really just want to make our site, as we grow and develop our company, into a bit of an information hub where people can learn about the industry of hemp and learn about bees and learn about everything.
By the way, you have bucket hats and T-shirts and great stuff as well. Go to the new website will be done soon. But rubybees.com. We'll be back with Pearson Boyer in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back, Pearson Boyer. Welcome back. It is so nice to have you with us from Ruby Bees. I love the story. I love the story that Ruby has been seizure-free for a very long time. She did have a head injury from a fall, but that was the only time she has been able to maintain seizure-free using CBD. And Pearson, how many sticks of honey does she have a day?
Yeah, so Ruby has two honey sticks in the morning and two honey sticks in the evening, each of which are dosed at 10 milligrams per honey stick of CBD ice.
Right. So it's a little bit goes a long way with her.
Absolutely. And each person is going to be a little bit different, depending on how much pain they're attempting to mitigate, you know, what they're taking CBD for, their personal, you know, their bodies, because everybody's unique. So typically the way that I would see it is try a honey stick and try two honey sticks. It's only 10 milligrams each. We've dosed it out at that because we believe that moving in increments of 10 is the most effective way to figure out what works personally for you rather than scaling up per 100 or per 150 milligrams.
So, Pearson, were you, when you first heard the CBD story, were you reluctant to think it would help Ruby, or were you, like, excited? Tell me your feelings when you first found out about CBD.
Well, always optimistic whenever there's a new opportunity to help improve Ruby's life in the best way that we can. However, people have sold snake oil for years. And when you talk about a product like CBD and what people are taking it for and how it helps them, one can't help but be a bit skeptical, especially when it's supposed to help with not only mitigating seizures, but it also helps as a natural anti-inflammatory. Then also helps reduce anxiety and relax. I mean, it's a tough sell when you hear about all the amazing things that it can do, but, I mean, from our perspective, we would be fools not to look into it and try it. And that's exactly what we did
right.
And where we've come from.
And this was about 4 or 5 years ago now?
Yep. That's how long Ruby has been taking CBD in her regimen.
And so This is the interesting piece of the story. The quality of life for someone like Ruby has changed radically from just a little bit of CBD a day. Can you imagine if you have a mind that doesn't ever stop, that races all the time, whatever your issue is, anxiety? You know, it sounds as though this product is too good to be true. It really does, but we now have the science that is backing all of the information.
Absolutely. And we noticed it right away because people will talk, people have concerns, and, you know, as a family who wants the best for Ruby, of course we'd look into it and, you know, read these stories and then try it for ourselves. And like I was saying earlier, when Ruby started taking it, it was almost like a light switch had occurred. You know, despite what we were talking about regarding the seizures, not only that, but just the way that she interacted with the world around her and was responding to, you know, people walking towards her, and like just it, every way that she was interacting with things around her was notably different. Maybe little things like her going and grabbing the TV remote to ask, you know, her mom to change the TV channel, which was something she wouldn't do before. It's just the small little things that you notice that you're like, oh, she did not do stuff like that before. And then she just kind of began to. So we believe that, you know, through taking this and helping mitigate her seizures, it had flipped some sort of light switch. And it's just you know, such a notable and drastic and amazing difference that we've noticed in her.
This is why this story is so compelling and so awesome, is to see this little girl become a different person because of CBD. There's more joy in her life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, like I said, it's just amazing to be around every day and, you know, to see her happy, smiling, and just, you know, really embracing the world around her. It's incredible. It really is.
So you have lots of products on the website at rubybees.com, the store locator. We talked about the lab results, and each person, it's individual what you should be taking. And what's the recommended dosage right now from the CDC? Is it 25 to 50 milligrams a day?
Within a range. Like I was saying earlier, you know, for Ruby, we do 40 milligrams for her. But everybody is different, especially depending on what you need it for. If you're using it more so as an anti-inflammatory, that range sounds pretty acceptable. However, some people are in greater degrees of pain and would up their dosage. It really is based on a person-to-person basis. But we are also soon going to be adding a dosing chart to our website that's going to go into a bit more detail about, you know, what, you know, science and what empirical data has provided us for accurate dosing on a generic level.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, Pearson, your family has been through so much already. Not easy having, a sister that has cerebral palsy, and it's a disruptor to the family, no doubt about it. And so, how do we give people more information about the general use? If you have someone out there that's interested, how would you recommend they get in touch with you and talk about this?
Anybody can that is interested to learn more about the story and has questions, please go to our website, and hopefully there's information that can help there. But if, you know, you want to learn a little bit more and have questions, my phone line is always open. Feel free. I'll give my phone number out. It is 248-520-6583. Please don't hesitate, if you have questions, to give me a phone call, and I'd be happy to talk about Ruby's story, about what we found as a family, and hopefully we can help.
Absolutely. It's such a great story. It's such a feel-good story, and I love when you come on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey, because we need to hear stories of inspiration and hope, and that's what you bring us, Pearson Boyer. Thank you and your family and Ruby for Ruby Bees, and you can find out more at rubybees.com. Great, great info as always. Appreciate your being with us today. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll see you next time. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
That's the time. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile.
Been listening to Cannabis Talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.